State epidemiologists recently reported the largest number of syphilis cases ever in the state. And there are online records going back to the 70s. Nearly 250 people reported syphilis cases in 2019, more than double the cases the year before. Then came COVID-19.
People don't stop having sex just because there's a pandemic going on.
Susan Jones is a registered nurse and the HIV-STD program manager for the state's epidemiology department.
The pandemic being kind of full scale and operational, it's interfered with public health's ability to respond to the ever-increasing number of syphilis cases. And so the message needs to get out so individuals who are at risk for having syphilis know that they need to go in and get tested and treated.
She said some people who should get tested may be avoiding clinics and hospitals right now. And public health's best weapon against syphilis is contact tracing. But lately, the department is overwhelmed by COVID-19. Jones's epidemiology section is now a surge center for COVID-19. So staff that usually work on STDs are fighting the coronavirus. Jones said she had to pull some staff off of pandemic work and back into syphilis prevention. But she said COVID-19 is not to blame for the spike in cases last year. Federal funding for STD prevention has declined, and the state's department hasn't grown either.
You know, I think that the structure of public health has been diminished over the years. If you look at the section of nursing and the depletion of funds and staff in the section of nursing, that has negatively impacted our ability to control outbreaks.
Syphilis is easily treatable. It's a bacterial infection usually transmitted by sexual contact. Symptoms can be a painless sore, usually on a mucous membrane like lips or genitals. There's also usually a rash. But those go away, and some people may not know they have it. But if left untreated, it can affect the heart, brain, and other organs. Syphilis in Alaska cuts across all age groups, from teenagers to senior citizens. Heterosexual people account for most of the cases. A third of last year's cases also reported using methamphetamine or heroin. A quarter of the cases had been homeless and a quarter incarcerated. Jones says it's much harder to do outreach for certain at-risk populations because she doesn't see patients in person.
That's been the biggest barrier for us.
That's Jones, the state public health nurse again.
Before, we were going out into the field. We were going out to where we could find individuals or places where individuals would hang out and offer a free outdoor testing clinic in the park or someplace like that. We've even gone into homeless camps, and we're not doing that now. So there may be people that are undiagnosed.
Those undiagnosed people are why her estimate is that this year's syphilis case count will be even higher. If the current trend continues, she says this year's count could be closer to 300 cases. And it's not just an Alaska problem, although the state does have a high rate of STDs. Combined rates for syphilis, chlamydia, and gonorrhea are at an all-time high in the rest of the country, too. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strumpel.